This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 545. Can you cheat on the IELTS listening exam?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we answer very specific questions about the listening test from a student in our course. Find out what you can skip and how to excel in your own test practice.
Hey, Jessica, what's shaking?
Just getting ready for our spring break adventure. What was like the best spring break trip you ever had, Lindsay?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I often spent my spring break in college tennis tournaments. Like, we went out to California with my tennis team. That was kind of fun, actually. But it was hard work at the same time. We all rented a house together, which was kind of fun. But, like, our coach was tough on us. So, a lot of sprints, actually, to be honest.
Oh, jeez. My spring breaks in college were not like that. I was not sprinting.
No. Luckily, soccer is a fall sport, right? So you don't have to worry about spring break being taken over by a sport.
Right? Yeah. It's just freedom. James and I are going, I think I mentioned this before, but I'll say it again because I'm so stoked. We're taking a 30-hour train journey from Portland to Southern California and then going to Disneyland for a day and seeing my mom and stuff. It's going to be so cool.
That's going to be so cool. Train travel is my favorite way to travel. I love it because you could just sit back, get served a drink and relax and just enjoy. So smooth, you know, taking the trains. Yeah, love that.
Oh, it's so lovely. You know, guys, I'm sure I'm going to record some app videos during this adventure. So if you don't already have our app, this is bonus content that you can only get on the app, these videos and they're all vocab specific, guys, all vocab focused for mostly speaking, I'd say, like lots of idioms and phrasal verbs and stuff. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses so you can get that app.
Awesome. So good. And before we jump into it today, I want to say thank you to some very special listeners who reviewed us in the iTunes section, review section. So thank you. Yeah, this is great. Jessica, we love these reviews. So here's a big thank you to Nagar90 from Canada and a big thank you to Sanchower from Russia. You guys are awesome.
Lovely. Thank you so much, you guys. You know, like that's how the system works. The more reviews we have, the more people can find us. Like, that's really what it comes down to. And we want to help as many people with IELTS as we can, guys. So please take a minute, come over, rate us, review us, whatever you can. It's super easy. Just go to iTunes and just drop us a couple words. You can even ask us your IELTS questions there because we do read these and we will feature it in a future episode and read out your name.
Absolutely. Thanks for those reviews, guys. All right. So, Jessica, what are we doing today? Let's dive into it. What are we talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about some listening questions. So this came through in Facebook in our closed group, which I find interesting, and I'll tell you why in a minute. But first, I'll read the question. So there's a couple parts here. We'll sparse it out. So she says, I have some questions on the listening part. Okay. Are we allowed to read any section anytime? For example, can I read section 4 questions while waiting for sections 1 and 2? I found reading all of the section 4 questions in the given time difficult. I want to use some other spare time to prepare. All right. Just what is your instinctual thoughts here, Lindsay?
Well, I feel like different teachers have different philosophies on this, but I think that from our perspective, we've often said that to not try to outthink the test. You know, don't try to outsmart it.
Exactly. Yeah. And especially like looking at it so far away like that, that's not going to help you at all. Like if you're still in sections 1 and 2 and you're skipping ahead all the way to section 4, Like, by the time you get to section four, you're just going to have to read everything all over again because you're not going to remember what you read before. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's too far away. It's not going
to
help you.
Yeah. And also not to mention the fact that you won't be present in those early sections, right? If you are spending your time in listening one and two, listening four, my gosh, you're going to mess up one and two, right?
Exactly. And guys, like, I've heard of this happening before. Even some students who are really high level for some reason, and this has happened a couple times, that they find section one the most difficult. And I'm still trying to figure this out, but I mean, I have some theories, and maybe it's like too easy. And so they just don't focus on it. But like what ends up happening is if you mess up in section one, or section two, let's say, then it really throws you off for the rest. Like, if you don't have a solid system of strategies to fall back on for listening so you don't panic and you don't get lost, if you get lost in the beginning, it's going to just kind of destroy your, you know, confidence throughout the rest of it. So definitely, yeah, don't game the system. Don't overthink or try and, like, take some magic shortcuts. They don't exist. So I know, so don't skip ahead. There's that. But I know that section four, it is hard to look at all the questions and look at all the keywords and stuff. We've talked about this a bit before in a multiple choice episode. I'll link to that in the blog post, guys. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 545. So, don't stress out if you can't look at everything. That's fine. All you have to do is just practice what it feels like, how to do this, to look ahead while you listen. So, because there's no other way. There's simply no other way to do this. And it's hard, yeah, but with practice, you can do it. So just underline, look at what you can before you listen. And then while you listen, guys, you know that there are parts of the speech that are in between answers, right? Keep track of the keywords with your pen or pencil or whatever. But then also, let your eyes look ahead to those questions you didn't get to and just underline keywords quickly. It takes a couple seconds. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners. If you want to really excel in the listening and reading, just like our students who get nines in listening and reading, start in the Three Keys IELTS Success System now. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
I love that idea. Yeah. So it seems like the point here is to have a very consistent system, right? So I know that other teachers out there in the IELTS world have taught to game the system, do this while you should be doing this, be smarter than the system. But this is the danger of taking a strategy or a trick from that teacher and then coming over to us and trying to implement that, right? It's not going to work. Yeah.
Exactly. I think sometimes, I know when I started teaching IELTS and I didn't know what was happening, you have to teach something. And so sometimes you're just kind of like grasping, like, ooh, well, maybe this will work nope, you just read the directions, just do what they say. Okay. So there's one more part here. She says, for sections 3 and 4, are questions always answered in order from the recording? I feel like they are all over the place, especially for section 4. Lindsay, accessing your own IELTS knowledge here. What do you think?
Oh, I think we've just said that they are actually in order. Isn't that right?
They're all in order. Every single answer is in order in listening in every part. So for this student, if you're listening today, and I hope you are, first of all, don't feel bad. Okay. There are no wrong questions, right? But we're helping more people by answering this stuff. But I think you need to go back and review the listening module. Okay. So guys, if you are in our course, don't try and game that system either, because I know some people try and skip around, right? Don't. Like, the study plan is organized in a very specific way, using all of Lindsay and my experience on how people learn, right? Like, how do students learn best and most efficiently? All of these learning strategies, that's how we formulated the study plan. So before you do anything, and I know some students skip the welcome module as well, which is a huge mistake. Guys, go to the welcome module, get set lesson five, get those study plans and move through the course using the study plan every day. Don't do anything else. Just move through the study plan.
Oh my gosh. If you skip the welcome module in our course, you don't get your study plan. And then you may not even realize there is one available for you. And guys, also regarding our guarantee is set up in a way that you actually, in order to make sure that you're doing the course, you need to do every module so that we know for those project progress check-ins, we need to see that you've done those. And if you're skipping around, you actually won't be documented as having completed the course. So your guarantee will not hold up. Okay, guys?
Exactly. Yeah. Because we know that the way we organized it works, right? Yep. And if you're not doing that, then how could – exactly. We can't guarantee that you're going to increase your score. So yeah, guys, I mean, the course is huge. There's a lot of information on IELTS. And you have to have somebody to help you go through it. And that's what the study plan is. So just all the links are on there even, right? Like everything you need is in the study plan. So just that is your best friend for the next month or 2 months, however long you have to prepare for IELTS.
Yeah, print it out, put it right in front of you, right wherever it needs to be. Have a version on your computer so you can click the links and have a version in front of your desk so you can check it off each day, guys, and just make that your religion for the month.
Exactly. So thank you for that question. I'm going to respond to her, obviously. I get to all of our students' questions on Facebook super fast. But yeah, definitely just, guys, you can't, there's no magic shortcuts. Just start from the beginning. Just trust a system, right? Just learn things step by step.
Awesome. Good question, though. We love these questions. And guys, when you're in the course, you can ask those questions and get an answer quickly. That is our priority to get back to you in Facebook. All right? Cool.
Yep. Totally. All right, Lindsay, thanks for helping to answer these listening questions today.
Absolutely. It's been fun as always.
All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.